Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Adams says nearly 300 people were arrested last night when NYPD officers moved in to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University and City College. The mayor saying in a press conference this morning that Columbia requested the NYPD to remove the protesters, and he reiterated that some of the protesters who were cleared out of Hamilton Hall on Columbia's campus were not student protesters, but outside agitators.
Those who broke into the building did include students. It was led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university. The school needed the NYPD's assistance to clear Hamilton Hall and the encampments outside.
The mayor said 109 protesters were arrested at Columbia, 173 at City College. And 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck is back on campus today at Columbia.
As students try to finish up their final exams here, they now see police officers roaming the inside of their campus here at Columbia. Now, Benson is a freshman who's here from Los Angeles. He said his mood is somber. He's kind of disappointed how all of this played out in recent days.
They made students from every side of this issue feel unsafe, and I think that they should have got a handle on it earlier before it blew out of proportion like this. Because it's a shame that, you know, I have to walk outside of campus and look at a fallen window on the ground, glass shattered everywhere, barricades.
And by they, he says that the leadership at Columbia dropped the ball, in his opinion. Now, in fact, there's more protests still scheduled here today outside the gates, including one by Columbia faculty. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 115th in Amsterdam.
City Council will be holding a hearing today on the new form Mayor Adams' administration is trying to require elected officials to fill out if they want a meeting with city agencies or City Hall. One councilman, Lincoln Ressler, slammed the policy after he tried to raise concerns about elevated levels of lead in a Brooklyn park to two city agencies and City Hall, and he was told to fill out a form if he wanted a meeting. Council Speaker Adrian Adams has said the City Council will not abide by the mayor's new protocol. Critics of the policy say it's a departure from past practices, it could slow response times, and could undermine the strong relationships that are necessary across city government. Mayor Adams has said the new policy isn't punitive and only intended as a, quote, smart coordination of city resources. Senators Chuck Schumer and Cory Booker later today will reintroduce their Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. The bill calls for the end of federal prohibition of cannabis and will expunge criminal records for those arrested for low-level cannabis offenses. This comes as the Biden administration is gearing up to reclassify cannabis as a low-level drug. Police are searching for several suspects connected to 13 armed robberies in the Bronx and Manhattan. Investigators say the gang held up several bodegas, a smoke shop, and a Popeyes restaurant from April 15th through the 29th. In each instance, the suspects flashed a gun and stole cash and merchandise, so far totaling more than $10,000. No one was hurt in any of the robberies.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.